From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The monsoon rains continue to fall in Pakistan. Thousands of people are living along roadsides, thousands more marooned in villages, and an untold number unaccounted for. The BBC's Lise Doucette reports UN officials say even after 3 weeks of flooding, aid still has not reached most of the people who need it.
They're still not reaching even 50% of those who do need aid now. And that means food, clean drinking water, and most of all, shelter, as well as health care. And the appeal that they launched last week for about $500 million has still only reached about 30 to 35% of the target. And that, of course, at a time when every day that passes, this crisis gets even worse because it's still raining here. And also, the floodwaters still haven't reached the Arabian Sea yet. They're still surging through southern Sindh province, inundating more areas of valuable farmland and causing thousands of people to flee from their homes.
The BBC's Lise Doucette reporting from Islamabad. President Obama is pitching his economic agenda as the best solution to the high unemployment rate plaguing the U.S. He said as much today to workers at a factory in Wisconsin that NPR's Ari Shapiro reports was the beginning of a three-day presidential cross-country trip.
President Obama has been doing this economic tour all year, but as November approaches, his speeches have become more partisan.
There are folks in Washington right now who think we should abandon our efforts to support clean energy. They've made the political calculation that it's better to stand on the sidelines than work as a team to help American businesses and American workers.
Almost all of these events are now paired with campaign stops that raise millions for Democratic candidates. After Wisconsin, Mr. Obama will visit California, Washington State, Ohio, and Florida before the first family goes on vacation to Martha's Vineyard on Thursday. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, The White House.
The city of Atlanta is settling a high-profile case against its police narcotics unit. NPR's Kathy Lohr reports the city will pay nearly $5 million to the family of a 92-year-old woman who was mistakenly killed during a drug raid.
Narcotics agents shot and killed Katherine Johnston after breaking down the door to her home in November 2006. Officers entered using what they call a no-knock warrant. When the woman fired her gun, officers fired back. But it was later found officers had falsified paperwork saying illegal drugs were found at Johnston's home. No drugs were found. Three officers ultimately pleaded guilty to conspiracy charges. Others were fired or disciplined as a result of the incident. Atlanta Mayor Kasim Reed called the settlement a healing step for the police department and for the city. Kathy Lohr, NPR News, Atlanta.
Last check on Wall Street, Dow was down 31 at 10,272. This is NPR. Robert Wilson, the man supplying the funky bassline for Gap Band hits such as Early Morning, has died. The R&B group's bassist passed away yesterday in Los Angeles of an undisclosed cause. He was 53 years old. His publicist says Wilson had been touring during the last several weeks that included a stop in his hometown of Tulsa, Oklahoma. The website promoting former British Prime Minister Tony Blair's forthcoming memoir promises it will be frank and unflinching. And as Larry Miller reports from London, Blair promises to give the millions he earns from the book to charity, a sports facility for badly injured troops.
Blair's $7.5 million advance on all royalties from his book entitled The Journey will be donated to the Royal British Legion Sports Rehabilitation Center. The veterans group says it'll make a lasting difference to injured personnel. Blair's spokesman says the former leader makes the donation in recognition of the courage and sacrifice demonstrated by the armed forces. Blair controversially took Britain into the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, and Peter Brierley, the father of a soldier killed in Iraq, describes the donation as blood money.
It doesn't alter my aim that one day we will see Tony Blair in court for the crimes he committed.
Anti-war protesters plan to demonstrate at Blair's book signing in September. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
Urgent repairs on the International Space Station are done. Astronauts conducted another spacewalk today to hook up a new ammonia pump to help get the outpost's cooling system back in business. It's been operating at only half its normal capability since the end of July. This is NPR News.
Support for